Kadesh. We begin the Seder with the mitzvah of Kiddush. As we know, we have a mitzvah all year round. Zochar es Yom HaShabbos Lekadsho. We have a mitzvah to remember the Shabbos day and sanctify it. And every Friday evening. As well as on Yontif as well. It's a discussion whether the obligation of Kiddush on Yontif is biblical or rabbinical, but we clearly have a mitzvah of Kiddush. So is there any difference between Kiddush every Friday night and Kiddush Leil Pesach? I don't mean the text. The text is clearly different. It's the Kiddush of the Shalosh Regalim. But in terms of what are some differences between our Kiddush we have on a regular Friday night versus the Kiddush Leil Pesach. So number one is we know on Friday night Rav Soli Shel Shabbos Be'erev Shabbos. Rav Davin made Kiddush early. Davin and made Shabbos early. And from here we learn out the mitzvah of Tosefes Shabbos being biblical, but we know we're familiar with early Shabbos. So therefore we know we have the concept, especially in the summer months, but we can make Shabbos early after Plag HaMincha, after that certain time. The question is, what about the night of Pesach? Can we make Kiddush early? It's all about the kids, isn't it? So if it's one night we want to make Kiddush early, it's Leil Pesach. And Henry is correct, shaking his head no, that we don't make Kiddush early on Leil Pesach. The Shulchan Aruch says we wait until nightfall. And the question is why? Why, when it comes to Kiddush Friday night, we can make it before nightfall? Yet when it comes to Kiddush the night of Pesach, we must wait to nightfall. What is the difference? So that is a major debate among two classical commentators on the Shulchan Aruch between the Magen Avraham and the Taz. Why do we have to, everyone agrees we have to wait. I wouldn't say everybody. There is an opinion that, let's say you're in nursing homes and people go to sleep early, so then obviously you can rely on the Shas Hadchak opinion of the Tosis HaRush, who says you can make Pesach early also. But generally, we don't rely on that opinion unless it's a real time of need, like people who go to sleep at 7 o'clock, or whatever the case may be. So therefore, why is it that we don't make Kiddush early? So the Magen Avraham says, I'll tell you why. Because it happens every year that the Kiddush happens to be the first cup of wine. We're familiar on the night of Pesach, we drink 4 cups of wine. And it happens all the time that the first cup of wine always happens during Kiddush. So why is that relevant? So he answers like this, because you're right, he says, in terms of Kiddush, you're right, Kiddush is no different than night of Pesach all year round. If it was just a halacha of Kiddush, you can make it early. The reason why you can't make it early is because drinking the 4 cups is one of the mitzvahs of life. In other words, it goes like this. Min HaTorah, we learn out, so let's go back a step. When we had the Karban Pesach, we shechted it in the afternoon, Erev Pesach after Chatzos, and we ate it at night, in between nightfall and then in Machlokas in the Gemara, whether we have to finish it by Chatzos or by Alos HaShachar. So either way, the mitzvah was to eat it at night. So, and the Gemara in Psachim makes a comparison between the mitzvah of Matzah and the mitzvah of Karban Pesach. That just like the Karban Pesach must be eaten at night, so too matzah must be eaten at night. So we know matzah has to be eaten at night. So that's a given. So Tosis points out Not only is it a mitzvah on matzah to be eaten at night during the time when the Karban Pesach was brought, but all the mitzvahs halayla, all the mitzvahs hayom, have to be done during that time. So therefore, the Magen Avraham, working with the opinion of Tosfos, says the four cups have to be done at night because it's patterned after the mitzvah of Karban Pesach. And just like the Paschal lamb had to be eaten at night, so too the mitzvahs, all the mitzvahs have to be done at night. And that's why we have to wait to nighttime in order to facilitate the first of the four cups, but not because of Kiddush. And the Taz says, no, nothing doing, my friend. The Taz says it has everything to do with Kiddush. What does he mean? Is everything because it? So there's halacha. What?
Sorry.
Yeah. So there's halacha that says we're familiar with. You need kiddush, b'makom suda. It's a general halacha. We make kiddush, so you have to eat your meal. And I don't make kiddush here and then walk 6 miles and eat my meal. You make kiddush in the place where you're going to eat. So the simple understanding means if I'm making kiddush in here, I eat in here. That's what it means. However, that remains. But the Taz has an additional explanation. In addition to meaning that, it means more than that. Not only do you have to eat in the place where you make Kiddush, but it means is you only can make Kiddush at the time where you're allowed to eat. It has to be the Zman Suda, or else it's lacking in Kiddush B'makom Suda. So the Taz says the obligation of the meal is matzah. And we learned out you can't eat matzah until nighttime. So therefore, if I make kiddush before nighttime, I'm lacking kiddush for makom suda because I can't eat my meal yet. So therefore, the Taz also agrees you can't make kiddush early, but he says because you're lacking in kiddush for makom suda. So everyone agrees to the bottom line that you can't make kiddush early, but two different reasons. The Magen Avraham says because it's nothing to do with Kiddush, it has to do because it's one of the four cups, and that has to be done at night. And the Taz says, no, it's everything to do with Kiddush. You're lacking Kiddush B'makom Suda. So what's the practical difference between the Magen Avraham and the Taz? They both agree you have to wait.
Yeah.
You both have to wait until nightfall. Is there any difference between the two practically? So we'll find you a leniency, and we'll find you a stringency, a kula and a chumra. So let me ask you something. Let's say someone didn't hear the shiur tonight. They didn't know. They know every Friday night they make kiddush early. They went ahead and they made kiddush early, the way El Pesach. And then they realized after they made kiddush and drank already that it wasn't the appropriate thing to do. So what's plan B? So according to the Magen Avraham, you already fulfilled your mitzvah of Kiddush. Plan B means, okay, so once it gets nightfall, you'll have to drink another cup of wine. Now, you'll have to, in order to fulfill your mitzvah of Dalet Kosas, Kiddush you already fulfilled, you'll make a Bo'er Pri HaGafen, and that will be it. You don't have to make a whole Kiddush. That would be, but according to the Taz, your Kiddush was a blessing in vain, at best, you know, worst or best. You have to make another Kiddush because you made Kiddush at a time when you couldn't eat the meal. So it's lacking Kiddush. So that would be one difference. So according to the Magen Avraham, it's a leniency that you don't have to remake Kiddush. You just have to either, assuming you need a, we'll leave Hilchas Brachas out of it. Certainly you'll have to drink a cup of wine. And according to the Taz, you'll have to not only drink a cup of wine, you'll have to remake the Kiddush. However, let me ask you another question. So we're talking about the first cup of wine. What about the fourth cup of wine? How long do I have to drink the four cups, the other three? We know you can't begin before nightfall. How late does one have to drink the four cups?
Midnight.
Right, so according to the Magen Avraham, who says that all the mitzvahs halayla is compared to Karban Pesach, and therefore the way we paskin, the way we assume we want to eat the matzah by midnight, so that means we also have to finish the four cups. So in fact, it always So Rav Schechter always says over that, I guess when the kids go back to school, or maybe they see their friends in shul the next day, you know, all the kids, one kid had adults to it. They talk about how late my Seder went to 12 o'clock, mine went to 1, mine went to 2, everyone outdoes the other one. So Rav Schechter's kid says, well, my Seder ended at 12, or whatever, Chatzos. Because Rav Schechter's machmer for the opinion of the Magen Avraham, that you have to finish the four cups, and the main, all the halachic parts of the Seder must be finished by, not enough to finish the matzah by Chatzos. You got to finish, you could sing Yechad Gadya and Echad Miyodeya later, but in terms of the Hallel, the four cups, so that's a chumrah. According to the Magen Avraham, is you wouldn't have to make Kiddush over if you made it early. You just have to drink another cup. But the chumrah is you got to finish the whole thing. You know, some might say that's a kula, but however you want to look at it, but you got to finish the Seder by everything, not just the first cup. You got to finish not only the matzah, but you got to finish everything by Chatzos. And according to the Taz, no, you have all night. The only reason you have to wait until nightfall, not because it's connected to matzah, Karban Pesach, it's a din in Kiddush. Kiddush from Makom Seuda applies to when you're making Kiddush. The other three cups are not connected to the laws of Karban Pesach, and therefore one has until Alos HaShachar, one would have until dawn to complete the rest of the mitzvahs of the day besides the matzah. Jeff.
The other in the Shabbos and Sukkos, I was under the impression you don't have Sosefis that either you must wait or not to do Kiddush. Do either of these arguments give the reason for that?
So Jeff is raising a question. I'll explain. So the question is, it's a fundamental question. Is there a concept of making Yontif early? Like we talk about making Shabbos early. So the answer is yes. It's a popular misconception. People think you can't make Yontif. Since there are many exceptions to the rule, the rule is Shabbos is like Yontif. You can make Yontif early. However, for different technical... Yeah, except for different technical reasons, on different nights you can. So Pesach, the technical reason is, you know, B'yachos, you have to... The matzahs compared to the Karban Pesach when we need it at night. On Sukkot, they have a Gzeira Shav at 15:15. You got to wait. Shavuos, there might be another halacha of Tamimus, but fundamentally, one can make Yontif early. So therefore, unless you have a special reason related to your... So for instance, on Pesach, the second Shvi Shel Pesach, you can make early. Like, let's say, for the second days of Pesach, you don't have to wait, because there's no mitzvah of matzah, of Karban Pesach. So fundamentally, you can make Yontif early, but different Yom Tovim, like say there's a famous Machlokas, it's the Taz. I'll give you, it fits into what we're saying here. There's a question, let's say, going into Shemini Atzeres, on the last days of Sukkot. So the question, you go from Sukkot to Shemini Atzeres, could you bring in Shemini Atzeres early? In other words, could I have my meal for Shemini Atzeres while it's still like Sukkot, meaning it's daylight out, but I brought it in halachically. So that's a major debate between the Taz and the Maharshal. The Taz says, yes, you can bring it in early. The Maharshal says, no. You have to, because you're interfering with the mitzvah of Sukkah. In other words, it's a contradiction. It can't be Sukkot and Shemini. You can't be eating in the Sukkah. You can't be saying Chag Shemini Atzeres Hazeh, while it's still Sukkot. So he says it interferes with the Kedusha of Sukkot. So he has his reason. So the question is, how do you view Tosefes Shabbos or Yontif? The Taz holds, it's not just a halach, it turns the day into night already. So we view it as but the Taz is consistent with his view, because according to the Taz, you have to be able to, in other words, there's a debate in general, when you make Kiddush early, do I still have to eat a kezayis of bread at night? Or could I finish my meal before it gets nighttime? So the Taz says, you don't have to. You could just finish your meal early. You don't have to wait until it gets dark. And the Maharshal says, no, you have to wait until dark and have a meal. They have a reason because he says by Kiddush it says Zohar Shom HaShabbos, but by the meal it says Ichyu Hayom. He says by the meal you have to. But either way, it doesn't make a difference why for our purposes. So the Taz is consistent with his view, because the Taz who holds Kiddush B'makom Suda means I have to be able to eat the meal. So according to the Taz, I'm not Yotzei Kiddush. If it wasn't true, I wouldn't be able to Yotzei. If I have to wait and hold off and eat a piece of bread at night, then my Kiddush wouldn't be good. Because by definition, so it's the Taz consistent with his view. The Taz who holds you need Kiddush B'makom Suda, so he must hold you can eat the meal now. That's the problem Pesach night, why you can't make it early. If I couldn't eat my challah early, or have to eat another kid, then that means the Kiddush wouldn't be good. So we see the Taz is consistent with his view here. And therefore, that's why he says that everyone agrees the night of Pesach, we have a difference between the night of Pesach, Manishtana Halayla Azeh. Pesach is different because either according to the Magen Aram, it's one of the four cups, or according to the Taz, it's because of it's Kiddush B'makom Suda. While I'm on the Taz, I'll just share with you another Taz. This is a Taz making a joke, a humorous Taz. The Taz wants to know when it comes to we'll move on to Urchatz for a minute, the next stage of the Haggadah. Where so most Haggadahs say you wash your hands and don't make a bracha. That's what you do. We wash our hands, and then we do the karpa. So the question is, why are we washing our hands without a bracha? Either don't wash our hands or wash our hands with a bracha. Why are we washing our hands anyway? Since when do we wash hands before we eat parsley or cucumber or whatever you eat for karpas? So there's a halacha during the time of the temple that in addition to washing, but we're familiar washing our hands for bread. But there was a halacha that if one of the seven liquids touched a fruit or a vegetable and it's wet, so therefore, based on laws of ritual purity, you had to wash your hands. So in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, you washed your hand and you made a bracha. It was no different than bread. The debate is today, when we no longer have a temple, does that law stay in effect? So that's a debate among the commentators, Rambam and Tosfos, among others. Some say that the same halacha applies. Today you continue washing your hands with, if you have wet grapes, wet fruit, you got to wash your hands with the bracha. That's the opinion of the Vilna Gaon. And many others say no. Today we don't have to wash at all because the laws of Tumah V'Taira don't apply. So therefore, we have a compromise. So therefore, we wash our hands to fulfill the opinion who says you have to wash your hands, but we don't make a bracha because it's a machlokas. So either way, so they point out that like as follows. So the Taz has a veiled criticism. He says, The fact that we wash our hands, why are we washing our hands the night of Pesach? Because that's the halacha. When you eat a wet fruit or a wet vegetable, therefore it's a veiled criticism on people all year round do not wash their hands when they eat wet grapes or wet vegetables. So he's saying it as a joke, the Taz. The Taz ends off the comedy says, Manishtana Halayla Hazeh. Why are these people waking up tonight? Since they're doing the right thing tonight, they're washing their hands, but all year round they don't do it. He leaves it as...
How did he know that there was some danger in not washing your hands before you ate the grapes? Because there was no knowledge of of disease being carried by microorganisms or anything like
No, it wasn't. No, it wasn't a dangerous. It wasn't a health issue. It was a ritual impurity. It was a halachic issue. It wasn't a health.
But you say that he said that this is something which should be done routinely all the time.
Correct.
And there was a need always when people are about to eat a wet food that they should wash their hands.
Right.
For what reason?
Yeah. No. So that I said because this guy, we wash our hands before we eat bread because we have a halacha. Our hands, yodayim, we don't know where our hands touch different parts of a body, which are, let's say, covered. So therefore, we always assume our hands are dirty. So we always wash our hands. But it has to do with muksha or makabel tuma, that if you have dirty hands and you touch something wet, you'll end up being makabel tuma. It has had to do with the laws of ritual impurity. So the Taz says it still applies today, and he's trashing every. He says, "Manishtana, how come you're only doing it?" So what's the answer to that question? So I happen to be machmir like the Taz. I do wash my hands, or that, or I dry my fruit, one of the two. But that's not the custom by most people, I would say. So let's answer up. How do the people who don't wash all year round, how do they explain why? So the question is, if you don't wash all year round, why are you washing tonight is the question. So according to me, I'm washing because I wash all year round. Anytime I have a wet fruit. But according to the people who don't wash, so the Nitziv has a famous answer. The Nitziv says, you know why? Because on the night of Pesach, we do a lot of things, Zecher u'mikdash. A lot of things we do to remember the good old days when the temple was up, as we even say in the Haggadah. Zecher u'mikdash kehillel. We have a Korach sandwich. We put the matzah and maror. You know, we want to make like we're eating Pesach and maror. So we do many things throughout the Seder. That's why they point out, that's what the Vilna Gaon says. That's why people is accustomed to wear a kittel at the Seder. Like we wear one on Yom Kippur. Different reasons given. So the Vilna Gaon says because it's a Zecher l'Mikdash that the Kohanim used to wear white in the temple. So we're putting on white because it's an avoda. The night of Pesach is an avoda. And that's why at the Seder, what do we say? L'shana haba b'Yerushalayim. Like it's nice to say it, but why are we saying it at the Seder? Again, everything's Zecher l'Mikdash, and we want to go get back to the days where the Beis HaMikdash will be rebuilt. So that's what the Nitziv writes here. Even though the custom is not to wash for a wet fruit for many all year round, so why am I washing tonight? Because Zecher l'Mikdash, we want to remember the good old days. We're hoping Mehera Yibana Beis HaMikdash, the temple will be rebuilt and we'll go back to the laws of ritual purity. And just like we wash on bread with the bracha, we'll end up washing on a davash, we'll be washing on these foods that are in a wet liquid because we want to do things to remember the Beis HaMikdash. And that's why. So those are the two. So that's the famous Taz by Urachat. And we had the Machokas by Kiddush between the Magen Avraham and the Taz. Both agreed to wait till nighttime, but for different reasons, either because of Kiddush B'Makom Suda. And therefore, that means according to the Taz, you could have a late. So most people follow the Taz and have a late Seder. They don't usually. They're lucky if they finish the matzah by Chatzos. They do. Most people finish the Seder. So in that sense, they follow the Taz. And in terms of most people don't make Kiddush before. So, unless, again, I guess if you're in a nursing home and it's a Shas Hadchak, maybe a COVID issue, so then we could discuss relying on the Tosfos HaRosh, who says maybe even the night of Pesach, if you're in a real time of need, then maybe you could even bring in Leil Pesach early.